Chapter 17. Seated at the samba room in the village, sipping her second mojito martini, Jennifer felt the effect of the rum on her inhibitions. Or maybe it was the effect of Blake. Whatever the cause, Jennifer couldn't remember the last time she'd been as relaxed and happy while, at the same time, every nerve cell was humming with excitement. Jennifer imagined Melanie must experience this every day with her busy love life. But for Jennifer, these were totally new feelings. Jennifer and Blake had been talking for hours, as if they were soulmates separated at birth. Jennifer's nervousness was still there, but it was totally different now. Jennifer admitted to herself that what she felt for Blake might be love. Not that Jennifer knew that much about it. If Melanie ever spoke to her again, she'd say that what Jennifer felt was lust. But Jennifer thought she knew the difference. She was in love with Blake, and wasn't it just like her to choose someone she could never have? How predictable. What would a man like Blake, a man who could have any woman on the planet, want with her? Jennifer knew the answer to this, too. Nothing. Jennifer was a distraction for him, or a job given to him by his uncle to find out more about her, to see whether Russell Denton had chosen the right champion for his cause. Jennifer freed herself to ignore both Blake's imagined motives and his uncle's, because she would be resigning from the case tomorrow and probably losing her job right after that. It didn't matter what Blake reported back to Uncle Russell. So she basked in the feeling she had for Blake, and as much as she was capable of doing so, she willed herself to relax and have a good time. "Tell me something about yourself," she asked him. She'd have listened to him talk about himself all night. If she was only going to have this one date, she wanted it to give her as much food for a continuing fantasy as possible. He took her hand across the top of the table. "What do you want to know?" "Everything," she thought. "Tell me about your parents." His smile faded, and he released her hand, taking a gulp from his drink. She sensed she'd asked the wrong question, but she didn't know how to take it back. "My parents are deceased. I've lived with Uncle Russell for years." Desperate to change the subject because she now realized how much this one had spoiled the romantic mood she craved, she said, "Well, I'm glad of that. Otherwise, we'd never have met." To her relief, he smiled again and returned to the lighthearted banter they'd been sharing before. "Besides that, what is there?" he said, putting a finger near his temple as if he were thinking of something profound. "Oh, I know. I'm crazy about you." The statement took her breath away.